On a breezy summer afternoon in downtown Reno, a few dozen people are gathered for an event hosted by the Electric Auto Association of Northern Nevada, or EAN, a group of electric vehicle, or EV, devotees. They're in the parking lot of the National Automobile Museum, where Jay Hubbard is the automotive collections manager.
I find that people are very surprised to find out that electric cars were actually some of the first automobiles in operation as far back as the middle of the 19th century.
Onlookers are inspecting the old-fashioned 1914 Detroit Electric that's on display, next to a few of its contemporaries, like a cherry red Nissan Leaf and a sleek white Tesla. Hubbard is explaining how the antique car works.
How many volts per cell?
Oh, about a volt and a half.
So it's probably tin-plated.
Wow. Vanadium, or it was potassium hydroxide, lithium hydroxide, and distilled water.
Really? I mean, they had lithium back then?
He says EV technology has evolved since then.
We've improved materials, of course. I mean, the batteries and the chargers are much lighter and easier to work with than they are in the Detroit, so it makes it much more appealing to drive an electric car.
Hubbard is not surprised to see modern technology breathing new life into old concepts.
One thing I have learned in and around the museum and collecting old cars is that there really is nothing new. We've tried it all at least once.
Chuck Schwackhammer is chairman of EAN, and his motivation for driving an EV is to reduce his carbon footprint.
Once I found out about the climate change problem, that's when I decided to go all the way into solar power and electric vehicles.
For Schwackhammer, driving EVs makes sense for his lifestyle, since he likes to stay close to home.
I know I can go from my house in Verde to Carson City and back. I can go to Fernley and back. I can go to Tahoe City and back, or Incline and back, Cold Springs and back. That's the size of my world.
A black and white hearse parked at the museum belongs to hacker maker William Brimsmead.
I have a Leaf, I have the hearse, I have the Tesla, and they're all charged off a rather large 11 kW solar array.
He cares about the environment, but he also enjoys the fun of converting cars, like a 1973 Cadillac hearse. He still remembers going to the DMV to get his plates.
So I pulled in with that, and I says, hey, it's electric. And the guy just starts laughing, you know, and he says, yeah, right, open the hood. And I open the hood up, and his eyes get big. He stands back with a weird look on his face. He motions to the window where the other inspectors are. Guys, come out here. You got to see this.
Brimsmead has been a fan of electric cars since he built his first hybrid in the 70s while overseas in the military. He says it's been exciting to see how Tesla has shaken up the industry.
They didn't used to perform all that well, but they're pretty reliable, inexpensive transportation until Tesla come along, and that really flies. So the only electric cars that were as fast as Tesla's, or even faster, were custom-built racing cars that some guys built.
Also part of the group is Cynthia Ryan, who's the only female member. She's a relative newbie and has been behind the wheel of a Nissan Leaf for about 2 years. Ryan says the EV community is at a tipping point.
I think we are getting a sea change of members that aren't the hacker maker, but rather they're the tech person, the entrepreneur, the business person, maybe between 30 and 40, and they've discovered these cars and the cool factor. It's no longer the BMW that you must have. It's now the Tesla that you must drive to show that, well, you're really part of the group.
Ryan would like to see the public more interested in electric cars. And with Tesla's Gigafactory in Reno's backyard, Ryan says she's disappointed the company hasn't taken a more active role in the community.
You might have actually come out here with a reasonable expectation that maybe Tesla would have been here, or at least had a car, a representative. That's a little discouraging at this point.
For now, Ryan and other EV fans remain a small niche market. Attention to the industry has definitely heightened since Tesla came on the scene with its vamped up technology and futuristic designs. But what many people are waiting to see is whether the next generation of electric cars will gain enough traction in the years to come. This is On Gray for Reno Public Radio News.